Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Okay, first wedding anniversary coming up for our Kickstarter, Dermot Howard, who is in Meath. We're going to talk to him right now. Dermot, how's the man? Are you well?
Good morning, Eno. How are you doing? You going well?
Very good, very good. I believe you're giving a bit of a talk today.
I am. Chadwick's do a course for external wall installation contractors, and I'm doing the course there today. So right. We have nine contractors in there today.
But are you given that you're given the?
I'm given the course.
Yourself. Very good. So you're a bit of an expert then.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm an expert now, but I do try.
Right, and if they will there be a question and answer session at the end where they can ask you questions and you've?
There will be indeed.
How long will that all take now?
We start at about half eight and we finish about half four.
Good God.
Not bad. And then we stop for lunch for about 12 to half.
About 4 hours, yeah.
So,
Dermot, you're a Kildare man, but you live in Ratos and with your lovely wife, Katrina, and your kids, Amy and Oscar.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, no bother at all.
Very good. And I believe your first wedding anniversary is coming up this Friday.
It's coming up this Friday, so it is indeed. We got married last year in the Headford Arms on Thursday, the 30th of May.
Right.
And it's coming up on Friday, so we're heading up to Headford on Thursday evening, so we are.
Oh, very good. You got to stay the night and everything, yeah?
Oh, we are. Oh, God, we are. Yeah,
oh,
we are.
Excellent.
Indeed,
very good. I believe the song you've picked out for us this morning was actually a song that you danced to on the very floors, on the on the Headford Arms, yeah?
On the Headford Arms, it surely is, yeah. And it brings back great memories for us.
I love it. Was this your first dance, yeah?
No, what's our first dance? So it's when you walk into the
room. Very good.
Yes. So it's just to get the crowd going, so it was.
Oh, it's a great song. It's brilliant. Very good. Okay, well, we're about to hear it anyway, Dermot. Happy anniversary to yourself, Katrina. Hi to Amy and Oscar. And good luck today with the talk as well. Anybody going along to that course, basically, with Chadwick's, listen, you know, kind of attention, because this man is going to pass on his skills to you.
Dead right.
Okay. Let's do it, Dermot. Here we go. Go back.
Thanks very much, Eno. So to everyone from all of my Chadwick's colleagues, to my beautiful wife, Katrina, and my son and daughter, Amy and Oscar, this is my song for today. It is Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. Eno, hit that button.
Okay, Sean is here with your showbiz news on Today FM, and this old chestnut is coming up again, Pierce Brosnan and his accent in Mobland on the telly.
Yeah, okay, now, you watch Mobland, don't you?
I love it. It's the one thing I look forward to now. On a Sunday evening, and on a Sunday, it's available from Sunday, a new episode every week, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Okay, so
I would highly recommend it. It's on Paramount Plus.
Right.
And it's great.
I've never watched an episode, but in the show, Pierce Brosnan plays a man called Conrad Harrigan.
I know the man you're talking about, all right.
So he's the head of a London Irish crime gang, and from what I can gather, Conrad is originally from Kerry. However, since the series began, there's been a huge amount of backlash and slagging about Pierce's accent. And for a man who spent the first 12 years of his life in Navan, there's a bang of kind of Irish off it.
Yeah.
I have a little clip of it here.
As in O-I-R-I-S-A.
Yeah, as in fake
now,
Irish.
To be fair to him, he did deal with this in the company of our Dave Moore before the series started.
And what did he say?
And he was saying that he was asked by Guy Ritchie, who's involved in the whole thing, directing him, he was asked to be more Irish than Irish.
Okay.
And when he did his Irish accent, he was asked, no, give me more.
Fair enough. You know, he was following direction.
So, yeah, but as you were saying to me before we came on air, this was before it started even going out, when they were just promoting it. But now everybody is watching it, and
this is what they're hearing.
This is what they're hearing. So Pierce Brosnan as Conrad Harrigan. This is great.
Kevin's not Brendan. He can take care of himself. Besides, I need you there. Right now, let's put two boys in the car back. Bring Serafina. It'll show good heart. And put a Tommy gun in the gents.
It's a bit of everything
that's
there.
Tommy going to the Jets.
So he has come back and he has responded again. Yeah. And he says his own accent is very soft. So he felt he had to ham it up. And he said he worked with a dialect coach to get the Kerry accent just right. And he gave it full tilt.
Yeah, now to be fair, there are people that you would meet in Ireland who would genuinely sound like that.
A little, but it's more that I was reading criticism. Somebody said, it feels like you're driving around Ireland listening to his accent because it's all different places.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah. But it's really good. I'd recommend it. If people liked Kin and liked Love, Hate and those kind of ones and Gangs of London. Honestly, see what you think.
Yeah.
And I think so. And Helen Mirren is absolutely brilliant.
And is she his wife?
She's his wife,
great.
Maeve.
Okay.
Yeah. And her Irish accent is superb. It's really good.
Okay, right.
And then you've got Tom Hardy as well, you know.
Right, yeah.
Gang, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I'll give it a watch.
Harry D'Souza.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift update as well.
So you might remember a few weeks ago I was in here telling you about the theories that Taylor Swift was going to announce some new music at the American Music Awards.
She didn't, did she?
She didn't even turn up. The Swifties had been working away, cracking the codes, and unfortunately the AMAs were on last night and not even a sniff of Taylor Swift there. So unfortunately we're going to have to go back to the drawing board on that
Taylor
one.
Taylor sniff. Okay, well listen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
It's called Mr. Brightside, and that is The Killers from Las Vegas. Good morning to you. It's Ian Dempsey here on The Breakfast Show. Just getting my old hot keys ready to go there. Fantastic. It's 8:47 in the morning. Wow. Oh, no! Is this what I think it is?
Let the mayhem commence.
Paula McSweeney. Hello.
Can we raise this, please? There we go.
Paula McSweeney dressed as quite iconically, if that's even a word. Hi, Paula, how you doing?
You remind me of the babe. What babe? The babe with the power of voodoo, hoodoo. You remind me of the babe. I'm back.
You're back.
I'm back.
You're back from the dead.
Would you mind if
because you were the one who told me that you were dead in the first place. Do you remember that?
2016, I remember it well.
Yeah.
You're devastated.
I was dead.
Would you mind? I'm back.
You know the accent and everything there, are you?
I spent a lot of time on this. Would you like me to perform?
I'd love you to perform, please.
I'm back.
David. Thank you, David.
I'm Ziggy today.
Yeah, Ziggy.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, where have we got, Charlie?
We got it. Okay.
Let's go.
Oh!
Turn her up. La la la. La la la. La la la.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you know what time it is? Time for the breakfast show. Ian Dempsey on your radio. Ho, ho. Give grub and Kickstarter and show. Ho, 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 biz. Ian Dempsey likes his coffee black and hot and chatting football at pavilions in and zig and zag and talk about, which is just waffle, in other words.
Yay! Brilliant!
Ian Dempsey went on 20 ski trips. We met so many crazy listeners, like those girls who flash their D and Dempsey. Your man from Dempsey's Den. 25 years of breakfast here on Today FM. Oh, letting Dempsey do it. Let him play the music. Letting Dempsey do it.
Oh my God!
And that's it, my darling.
That was fantastic.
Did you like it?
I loved it. That was really good.
Thank you, darling.
Oh my God! Could you go back to Paula for a second there?
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Thanks.
Paula.
Yes.
Paula, that was great.
My children have been going around all week going, "Ian Dempsey."
Well, long may it continue. Long may it continue.
Amen.
Woo. Fantastic. That was great.
Ian Dempsey
playing the music you love today.